Hey, joining us now, I've been very excited about this, Jason Hasty of the Hargrit Library, also known as the Special Collections Library. He is essentially the curator of a whole lot of artifacts that you would love to have in your man cave, but Jason ain't selling them. He's keeping them for much better purpose at the UGA vault, as he calls it. Joining us now, good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Morning, guys. We're doing pretty well. Thanks for having me on.
No, thanks for joining us. You guys are doing something pretty special this summer as you're hitting the road, I'm assuming, with sort of a Mary Poppins sack full of some of these awesome artifacts. And you and I kind of talked off-air about some of the things that you have and you're going around the state. First, let's talk about that. Where are you guys going? And I know this thing kicks off this week, but what does your summer schedule look like as you take some of these artifacts around the state for people to look at?
Sure thing. We're going to be hitting a lot of locations in East and Central Georgia, and we're actually kicking off tomorrow. So tomorrow we're going to be going down to Milledgeville. We're going to be we've been advertising that we're going to be at the Mary Benson Public Library, but they're having some AC issues, so we're moving to the Hancock Branch. Let those folks get their AC issues taken care of and stay out of their hair. We're going to be at the Hancock Branch at 127 East Hancock Street down in Milledgeville, and we're going to be in the Monroe Public Library on Wednesday. Next week, we're going to be in Augusta at the Augusta Richmond Public Library. Then we're going to go down to Greensboro in July and in the summer in Macon in August. So basically what we're doing is we're going to public libraries for one day. We're going to be on site for a day from 11 to 3 at each location. And like I said, we're going to have a grab bag of some really cool artifacts from the UGA Athletic Association archives. Things that people may be familiar with or have heard about, but a lot of things that people have never seen before.
One thing that you were telling me off air is you're carrying around one. It's okay. Let me make sure I'm saying this right, and you can correct me here. In 1894, when Georgia and Auburn played, they actually awarded a chalice to the winner of that game, and Georgia won it. And you actually have that chalice. You'll be taking around this summer.
Yeah, the chalice is one of my favorite artifacts, and it's a really, really special artifact and one that I'm excited to take out. You're right. It was back in 1894. Georgia and Auburn played. We played in Atlanta. We didn't play on either campus. We played in Atlanta. And the winner of the game got a chalice. It was a little silver chalice. Looks like something from an Indiana Jones movie, frankly. And it has the score of that game engraved on it. We beat Auburn 10-8 that day. Scoring was different back then, so it sounds like an odd score to our ears. It wasn't like a two field goals and a safety for Auburn. But it was supposed to be a tradition that would be done every year. We know they did it in 94. We think they may have done it in 95, maybe even in 92, 1892. But it's just died out after that. We don't know if it was too expensive or if the people who had the idea really just moved away and did something else or forgot about it. But we do have the 94 chalice, and it's the oldest UGA sports artifact that we have. So it's a really special thing, and like I said, I'm really excited to take it out on the road to show people what we have, or show people what it is.
So how big is it?
You know, it's not very big. It's about 8 inches tall,
okay.
And it's just a few inches around. It's not a very big chalice. I don't think they could afford something really grandiose back in 1894.
That's a good point.
So it's, it was probably a very expensive item to begin with, but it's not a very big thing.
I've had the privilege of meeting with you over at the Hargrit Library. You've shown me a couple very cool things that you guys keep kind of tucked away in the vault there. Now, you told me you're going to have some very special gloves, I believe, on your tour this week that a guy named Sonny Michelle used to do jazz hands in. Now, these are the gloves from the Rose Bowl. Is that right?
That's right. Something that I think is near and dear to the hearts of all Georgia fans is that last the clip of Sonny scoring the last touchdown in the Rose Bowl, the winning touchdown. And we were very fortunate that the athletic department decided to preserve those gloves and keep them here in the archives. So we actually have the gloves. We have the ball as well that he scored the winning touchdown with. So very, very special couple artifacts there. And we don't only have the super old stuff, we have recent things as well, like these. So hope people understand that it's not just old artifacts, it's new things as well.
Also, one other thing I wanted to mention that you told me, a piece of the railroad track, is that right, from the 1980 railroad gang before they enclosed the stadium?
Yeah, that's right. This is definitely an artifact that will bring back a lot of memories, or hopefully bring back memories for people who were there. But the for those of people who don't know, that before the east end zone of the stadium was enclosed, and it was enclosed at the end of 1980, a lot of students, fans would watch the games from the railroad tracks. And it was a pretty boisterous crowd that was back there. And when the stadium was enclosed at the end of the 80 season, the railroad company actually took those tracks out and renovated that area. And we have a piece of the railroad track that was cut up and preserved. So a very special item for definitely folks of a certain generation or generations who might have remembered being back there.
So, I think the tour that you guys are going on is terrific, which, by the way, you've picked probably the hottest places in Georgia to go during the summer. But,
definitely.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, it was.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Dry fit shirts and shorts. Probably.
Yes, exactly. But for the folks here that are listening to us in the Athens area, they may not know that, like, hey, you got some kids, school's out, might need something to do one day. Going to the Hargrett Library would be a good day trip, not just for the kids, but also for probably a lot of parents that have never had a chance to see some of this stuff. So what are some of the best times and best days to see some of the stuff that you guys are going to be showing, around to different parts of the state, but for people that are here in Athens?
Sure, absolutely. Well, the archive is actually open to the public. And so we're happy to have people come in. The way we're set up here, we actually have museum galleries on the second floor of our building. We're in the Russell Building on campus. So we have a wide variety of things that we have in our collections, not just sports materials, but all sorts of different things that we have in our collections on display in our museum galleries. But if you don't want to actually see some of the artifacts from the Athletic Association archives, there's nothing special really that you have to do. We're happy to work with people to find things to see, whether it's old photographs, football programs, uniforms, whatever we have. It's all open for people to come and see. So all they really have to do is come by our building during the workday. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 1 to 5 on Saturdays. And they can basically see whatever they'd like to see. It's a pretty simple process.
That's awesome. And I don't mean this in a funny way, because it may sound like I'm asking a funny question, but do you guys have to fight with the athletic department and the Butts Mayor building about what gets displayed where?
No, actually, we're very fortunate here at UGA in that we have the archives and the athletic department have a very, very good working relationship. They know what we want to preserve. They're very well aware of what we're doing and are very active in trying to preserve materials and get those over to us. And so we have a really strong relationship with them. And of course, it's their archive, so they can use this materials for special projects or whatever they need as well. If they need photographs, they need to display something, it's preserved here, but they obviously can use it for their needs as well. So no, there's no fist fighting or anything like that. No tug of war on artifacts. We actually have a great relationship with them, and they make sure we get a lot of new materials as it comes available.
Speaking with Jason Hasey, the curator of a lot of UG athletic artifacts over at the Hargrett Library, the Special Collections Library. The last couple of seasons, you guys have put together some fantastic displays. I think you call them hometown or football Fridays. Whenever Georgia has a home game, you guys kind of give guided tours of certain period pieces. In the last couple of years, let me refresh my memory. Last year was the World War II era. What did you guys do the prior season?
Prior season 2017, we looked at the first 25 years of Georgia football. There's a big museum exhibit about that.
Is that maybe? I hope you're able to tell us. Are you working on something this year, kind of progressing down that timeline, or what's in store this coming fall for Georgia fans at the Hargrett Library?
Well, this coming fall, I'm really excited about this year's exhibit. We're jumping pretty far forward. We're not going to go with the old stuff. This year, we're actually going to be looking at the 2017 season. So it's going to be called, the exhibit will be called Beautiful and Brutal Georgia Football in 2017. And we're working closely with the athletic department to get materials for that. We're working with their staff writer, John Frierson, to kind of adapt some of the text he wrote from that season for this. So we're going to have a lot of never seen before photographs. We're going to have some items that people have never seen before from that season. And we're going to have some stuff from the Spike Squad as well. Nice. They're donating some materials they used that year.
I love it.
Yeah.
No, that's, so I can't wait for things. That. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, not necessarily about the 2017 season. This was kind of getting back to what we were talking about a moment ago. So how much stuff is there that, like, has to be, you know, basically like temperature control, climate control, because it's so old? We're talking about the chalice, and I don't know if that fits into that category or not, but how much of this stuff is so old that it really has to be preserved a little bit more carefully than some other things?
Well, the way that we're set up here, we have a huge vault where we keep all this material. I think Logan called it the UGA vault, and that's kind of what it is. It's a 30,000 square foot climate controlled vault. It's 50 degrees, 30% humidity, which is great for preserving materials. And whether it's super old, something like the chalice, or, you know, Frank Sinkwich's uniform from 1942, yeah, or something like that, or it's really new, like Rodrigo Blankenship's jersey and kicking shoes from last year, which we now have, they're all held in that vault. So that,
however, about the specs, Jason? What about the rec specs?
Oh, gosh, you know, no, we don't have the specs. I wish we did, but
we'll
but
make sure he gets a pair to you, though, for sure.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
But we do try to preserve all this stuff regardless of age.
Okay, just to recap here. So you guys are hitting the road. Starting tomorrow, you'll be in Milledgeville at the Mary. No, you said you're moving that location, right? You want to? Is that tomorrow you're moving it?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Mary Vincent Public Library is having some AC problems. Okay. We'll be at the Hancock branch of the Milledgeville Public Libraries.
Gotcha. And then later on this summer, then Friday, or I guess on or Wednesday, forgive me, you're going to be in Monroe, Georgia. And then Augusta on the 12th. And then next month, July 24th in Greensboro, Georgia. Then I guess just before football season starts, August 23rd down in Macon, you'll be on this. And this is all free to the public. Anybody can come out and check out all your stuff and just come on in and ask for Jason. You'll give him a tour, right?
Absolutely. It's free to the public. It's great for all ages. And we hope a lot of people come out and see it.
Good deal.
Thank you, Jason. Very interesting stuff.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it.
If you ever need to get the word out on stuff like this, just let us know, because I find this stuff very fascinating. I plan on coming by at some point this summer and checking things out.
Please do, Dave. You know, and absolutely, we'll let you know. We're always trying to do something. We always have things going on with these archives, so we'll definitely keep you in the loop, and happy to have your support.
Looking forward to it.
Safe travels.
Thanks for your time,
Jason.
Thank
you, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Goodbye.
Jason Hasty.
Cool. Although hot where he's going.